KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
An ambulance organization in Israel that we mentioned to you months ago, as Samaritan's Purse made donations of ambulances, including those that are armored to protect those working with Magen David Adom. And if you're not familiar, it's Israel's emergency services system. They're a leader in mass casualty response and in EMS technology. They also treat and transport nearly 1 million people to hospitals every year and collect safety tests and distribute nearly all the blood to Israel's hospitals. And though its affiliation with the Red Cross movement and through the its affiliation with Red Cross responds to disasters around the world. For information, you can go online and find a way to get more information. And that is Friends. I'm going to make an edit here.
SavingLivesInIsrael.org.
Yes. Okay. You can go to SavingLivesInIsrael.org. And find out more and get more updates. But right now, actually, we are connecting with a friend in Israel with the MDA. Joe Haddad joins us. Joe, thank you so much for taking the time.
Hi, thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me here.
And now you are an EMT, is that right, with the MDA?
Yes, I am a senior paramedic at Magen David Adom. I am positioned in Haifa Station, which is a part of a big region called Karma Region.
And how long have you been with MDA?
Oh, since 2002, I started as a volunteer and I finished my paramedics course and started working as a paramedic since 2006. So I'm active as a paramedic since the last 19 years.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you personally are doing there, along with the others at MDA. Listen, the reason we wanted to connect with the recent end of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to just get a better feel of what's occurred in the last week. And actually, we're recording this on Monday morning, March 24th in Albuquerque. While you're in Israel, and just before coming on to record, even today, you're receiving alerts, but kind of walk us through what you've been experiencing for the last week.
Well, again, we just had a rocket attack from Yemen. So as you can see, it's not only on the border side of the war that we are affected. We are also being targeted from way far from places where far away as Yemen. So just in the last 3 minutes, we had major rocket attack from Yemen towards the center of Israel, including Tel Aviv, Ashdod, Jerusalem, till Netanya. So the situation, as you can see in Israel, again, became tense now. And the ceasefire is likely no longer is in effect. And as you can see, with various organizations violating it. So the situation right now is, again, very tense, yes.
Now, we know just from another report, we got actually Joel Rosenberg with All Israel News was in the pulpit at Calvary Church this weekend, and you let us know more about it in the last week, several rockets coming from really all directions. I mean, whether it's Lebanon or Yemen, they are coming, and as of yesterday, when we heard from Joel, they were being intercepted by the Iron Dome. Have any of the missiles actually made it through the Iron Dome?
Luckily, till now, we were suffering only from minor shatters that, because of the Iron Dome, were targeted, targeting the missiles and the rockets. So luckily, we didn't had any major injuries. The last brigade We don't know exactly what happened right now, so we're just collecting data. I hope it will also be the situation will be good, and probably Iron Dome did its work. But still, you know, when the situation is escalating and there's way more rockets flying towards us, there's a chance that some of them will be missed and they will hit. So hopefully this is not the situation. We are just collecting data and calls, but we don't know exactly if it did hit or not. So I'm talking to you in the same time that we are searching and making efforts to understand if it did hit or not. So I really don't know right now.
And Joe, when the incoming rockets are intercepted, you know, although they don't hit their targets, there's still debris that falls on Israel.
Of course, shatters and debris. Of course, people will be suffering from that. Of course, there's no big blast, but still, it's a lot of iron that come down and fall from the sky.
Yeah.
The good thing that the population is doing the best they can do when they hear the sirens and they go to shelters and bunkers and they are safe and they are asked to stay in the shelters for the 10 minutes after the sirens stopped. So we're during the 10 minutes right now. So I don't know exactly if people came out and started to say that if they were injured or not, but we hope that they are not, of course.
And if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Joe Haddad with Magen David Adom. You've given us a pretty good idea, Joe, of how MDA has responded and even prepared for escalation in the aggression after the ceasefire. What can Americans do that are going to the website we mentioned, savinglivesinisrael.org? What can Americans do to be of assistance?
Well, first things first, Magen David Adom is the National Emergency Medical Service in Israel. We provide ambulance services that include basic life support and advanced care units for patients or injured people who need it in Israel. As you already said, we deliver almost a million person a year to hospitals. We also are the organization that collect and reserve and give blood. More than 95% of the blood donation in Israel, we are the one that in charge for collecting it and to bring it to the hospital. So it is important to me to emphasize that Magen David Adom operates under the authority of the law and has been officially designated as the Israel's National Emergency Organization. However, we do not receive any government funding or money, and rely primarily on donation from the generous individuals or organization in Israel, of course, around the world, and especially in the United States, with different ministries and different communities that support us by buying intensive care units, mobile intensive care units, basic life support units, and a lot of our equipment that we use on our daily basis. So this is important to understand, that donations for our organization is crucial for our survival. It's very important. And we can see the huge, by the way, this is a great time for me to bring our gratitude also via your broadcast or your radio to the people that's hearing me and saying thank you for the tremendous support that we take all the time from different communities, and again especially in the United States. But as you know, we will always need this support and during time of escalations, because after all the equipment, you know, at the end there is an expiry for it, or some of it get all out of use, and we still need to fill up our ambulances. So, as an as a national organization that being supplied by mainly donation, this is crucial for us to understand how we operate. And it's always important for us to have this support and to learn about the things that we do. And, you know, as you said, you already told your listeners about our website. So you can link to our website, which is, by the way, operated from the United States via the American Friends of Magen David Adom. And you can hear all about, you can get updated about what we do and the capacities that that we have and we do. So yes, this is important to bring. Again, we rely on donation and this is how we work our organization. Yes.
Well, we will encourage our listeners to be praying for your safety, the safety of those in Israel.
Thank you.
And of course. We've been visiting with Joe Haddad with Magen David Adom, and if you missed as we walked through that, it's Israel's emergency services system. The website, again, is savinglivesinisrael.org. It's real easy to see where to make a donation right there at the top of the page, and we'll keep you posted as best we can. Again, Joe, thanks so much for your time. We'll let you get back to work, and we'll continue prayer for your safety.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate your prayers and your support. This is not the thing that we are taking for granted, of course. This is a thing that's very important to us, and we really appreciate it. And it was wonderful to talk to you, Steve, though it was a very tense time, but still, yeah, it is important to bring the story to our friends all around the world, and especially in the United States.
Yeah. Thanks again. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.